from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk about the Giants' 1-0 loss to the Cardinals, just really reeling here the last several weeks for the Giants. They were officially eliminated from the National League West yesterday with a loss and a Dodgers win. They're now 9 games out of a wild card spot with 24 games remaining. So it's pretty much a done deal at this point. The Giants also have 4 teams between them and the second wild card spot. Their elimination number is down to 16. So on the show, we'll talk about the game itself. I mean, there really wasn't much to talk about except for Derek Rodriguez having a really strong start. He did allow a solo home run, but that was the only run he allowed in 7 innings. But the Giants got shut down by Jack Flaherty, who, as I said, entering the game, very talented young starting pitcher for the Cardinals, who's just been on fire lately. This game lasted just 2 hours and 11 minutes. Prior to the game, the Giants claimed Corbin Joseph off waivers from the A's, and Pablo Sandoval was placed on the 60-day injured list that cleared a 40-man spot for Corbin Joseph, who was activated and in St. Louis for the game. So Corbin Joseph is a guy we just saw when the Giants were playing the A's, made some starts at second base. And he's an intriguing guy. I mean, he's 30 years old. He's going to be 31 in October. And he's only had 27 games at the major league level, including 11 this season with the A's. He also played 2 games with the Yankees in 2013 and 14 games with the Orioles last season. But he has some interesting numbers that he's put up in his minor league career. And he plays first base, second base, and third base, is a left-handed hitter and a right-handed thrower. Really good contact rates. I mean, he barely strikes out at all. In AAA with the A's this year, he was striking out just 10.8%, and really was having a phenomenal season there, hitting .371 with a .421 on base and .585 slugging. That was about 45% above average for that league. And the previous year in AA for the Orioles, he hit .312 with a .381 on base and .497 slugging with a .143 weighted runs created plus, meaning he was also about 45% above average for that league. So this just reminds me of something that's kind of funny. When the Giants acquire these types of players off waivers or in a trade, Giants fans tend to roll their eyes and not like those acquisitions. But then if they had someone performing like this in their high levels of the minors, Giants fans would also be clamoring for this player to get an opportunity with the team. And the fact that Corbin Joseph does it with an elite contact rate, to me, provides even more intrigue. It's a really rare combination to have power and that low of a strikeout rate. So I'm not saying he's going to be a star, but he's just another intriguing guy that the Giants are going to get a look at here in the last month of the season. I don't have a ton of data on how he is defensively, but some of the write-ups I've read about him say that he does offer some skills as an infielder. So anyway, he didn't appear in the game last night, and the Giants were completely shut down by Flaherty. The Giants only had 2 hits in the game, and they both came off the bat of Mike Yastrzemski. So before going any further, I also want to just mention the fact that Johnny Cueto is back in the dugout, and we thought he was getting ready to pitch this weekend in LA, possibly even sooner. But then reports out of St. Louis yesterday were that Johnny Cueto has back tightness and is now doubtful to pitch in Los Angeles. That's coming from Kerry Crowley of Bay Area News Group. So Cueto will be reevaluated in a few days. So that's bad news. I mean, really, there's no reason to push it with Cueto. The Giants are not really in contention anymore, so they need to be overly cautious with him at this point. But for Giants fans who are hoping to get a little shot in the arm from Cueto's return, they're going to have to wait a little bit longer now. And it's never a good thing. You know, who knows, this could linger and they could just decide to shut him down. Although from what I understand, Cueto really wants to come back and pitch a little bit here towards the end of the season to carry some momentum into next year and spring training. Anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, we'll talk more about the game, talk about Derek Rodriguez, who went 7 innings allowing just one run. So we'll get into that next. But first, just want to remind everyone that the NFL season begins next week, which means Crossover Wednesday will be back. For the entire regular NFL season, you'll get a special episode every Wednesday as the hosts from opposing sides meet up to preview the excitement of the games happening that week. Find your favorite team wherever you get your podcast and be sure not to miss the NFL listener's favorite segment. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery, and convenience stores and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. Okay, as promised, we'll talk about, you know, this 1-0 loss to the Cardinals last night. Derek Rodriguez pitching very well, which has been kind of an interesting storyline where he either gets lit up or pitches really well in the last, since he's been up this time around. We'll also preview these next two games against the Cardinals and talk about the upcoming series in Los Angeles as well. So yeah, Derek Rodriguez turned in an excellent start here. 7 strikeouts was the big deal for me. That was his season high. Allowed just 1 walk and 5 hits, but unfortunately for him, one of those 5 hits was a solo home run, and that was all the Cardinals needed. On any other day, the Giants, you know, score a couple runs, and we're talking about the brilliant performance by Derek Rodriguez, but instead we have to talk about it with a more somber tone because the Giants' offense wasn't able to get anything going. But that shouldn't take away from the fact that Derek Rodriguez pitched extremely well. So this is just a little example of peripherals. So when you have a start like he had yesterday, the peripherals were good. He had a 3.50 fielding independent pitching and a 3.07 expected fielding independent pitching. So if he could throw the ball like that all the time, he would be great. But the issue is then he'll have a start where he goes 5 innings and just strikes out 3, 4 innings, strikes out 2 and walks 3, 3 innings with no strikeouts. So just need some consistency out of him, because on the season now, the ERA and the peripherals all line up in the low to mid 5s. But obviously there's some talent in there. If he can just tap into it and pitch like he did yesterday, then that would be good news for him and for the Giants. Tony Watson also pitched a scoreless 8th inning with 1 strikeout. So he seems to be on his way back from those serious struggles he was having recently. So coming up tonight, the Giants will take on the Cardinals in game 3 of this 4-game series. It'll be Madison Bumgarner on the mound against Michael Wacha, who's having a down season and is a right-handed starter. So we might see Corbin Joseph in there, expect to see the lefties back in there. And then on Thursday, it'll be Logan Webb against Dakota Hudson. So talking about that Dodgers series, I just think it's increasingly likely that the Dodgers are going to have a chance to clinch the division when the Giants are in town. Their magic number is 5, and there are a couple games remaining here before the Giants go to Los Angeles. So it's lining up to be a perfect scenario for them where they get a chance to beat the Giants and win the division. That seems to have happened a lot here in recent seasons where that's happened against the Giants. So we'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking about tonight's game. Remember, to get this show every single weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.